Okay, we're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ha'eichel lechel rishon rishon. If you eat rishon, you become a rishon. This is the principle of you are what you eat.
Beautiful.
If you eat a rishon, you become rishon. And that violates the principle of going down a notch. Here is the exception. It comes to you, always become what you are. Ha'eichel lechel rishon 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 rishon. If you eat a sheni, you're a sheni. Eichel shlishi, shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, ha'eichel lechel rishon, ve'eichel sheni, sheni disagrees. He holds that if you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. If you eat a rishon, you go down a notch. But he agrees that if you eat a sheni, you are a sheni.
Rabbi Yeshua Meir, ha'eichel lechel rishon,
ve'sheni. Ha'eichel lechel rishon, ve'eichel sheni. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, you become a sheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, either a rishon or a sheni, you are a sheni.
Why?
Because we'll see them in the parish. If he is shlishi, you go up. You see, he has a whole new concept. According to Tanakama, everything is the same. Rishon, sheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, this is dafyom. You don't dafyom. You dafyom, man. So this is dafyom. This mishnah.
Yeah.
You want to shabbos dafyom? Who you go to?
Of course. Maybe we can go further.
Rabbi Yeshua Meir, ha'ichal ha'ichal rishon rishon, ha'ichal sheni, a shlishi. If you eat a shlishi, what happens? You go up. You become a sheni lakodesh, velo sheni l'tshuma, not sheni l'tshuma. Bechulin shnas, and all of this is only bechulin shnasu l'tohoharas truma. Now, what in the world is all this about? So you like to learn the kahati, so we'll do the kahati. We'll do the kahati. We want to make our man happy. You really want to read all this? Take forever. We rather read. See what says over here first.
Must have been drash.
I don't think so. I mean, it's delicious, but we'll never get anywhere. We'll be here forever.
Good.
You become a sheni. You go up. You go down. A rishon, you go down, and a sheni, you maintain your position. Okay, you maintain your position when you're a sheni. Shlishi, Eichel Michael, Shlishi l'tuma. So sheni l'kodesh. What does that mean? Nasuk for sheni l'gabi kodesh. Shlishi revi. If you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni. You go, meaning that you are, your body is a sheni. So if you'll touch kodesh, the kodesh will become a shlishi, which in turn has the power to make a revi. Good.
No.
Shlishi. No. Eichel.
He doesn't explain why.
He's just saying you go down for a reason. You go down and a shani you maintain. Doesn't explain.
Maybe
he'll look at all this parish. We'll see.
Shlishi
oichel machal shu shlishi l'tuma. So shani lakodesh. Your body. If you eat a shlishi, if you eat truma, which is shlishi. You only shachtav shlishi by truma. If you eat truma, you're koyim, you eat truma. The truma is a shlishi. So your body becomes a sheni. What does it mean your body becomes a sheni? If you now were to touch koydesh, the koydesh becomes a shlishi. And if you then that piece of koydesh touches another piece of koydesh, that second piece becomes a revi. It's very simple. Ha'oichel machol shehu shlishi l'tuma sheni la koydesh. Nase gufoy sheni l'gabe koydesh. If you touch a piece of kodesh, the ice, and you make that piece of kodesh into a shlishi, which in turn can make the next piece into a revi. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. B'loy sheni litruma, but you don't make a sheni litruma. Aval litruma ein nasa sheni, but you don't make a sheni litruma. You don't make a sheni. L'truma ain't a nasa sheni. So if you eat a piece of meat, a piece of food that is a sheni, I'm sorry, that is a shlishi, and now you
so
touch.
So it's trying to say that it continues its tuma. Is that what?
Well, that's what kodesh is. Kodesh.
No, is that what he's trying to say when he says sheni or shlishi?
No. Ha'oichel l'shon, a person who eats a sheni, you become a sheni. That's simple, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you eat a shlishi, Vida sheni, you become a full-fledged sheni even for tshuva. But vida shlishi, what happens? You become a sheni lakodesh. If a person
but not
eats,
a sheni lakodesh.
No, not
you
right.
You become a chulin.
Right. If you eat a shlishi, you it only become you only a sheni with regard to kodesh.
Now anyway.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so that's what it says. Lo sheni l'tshuma, aval l'tshuma ein a nasa sheni. Lo sheni l'tshuma. If I eat a piece of shlishi, I only become a sheni with regard to touching kodesh. But v'lo sheni l'tshuma. If I touch shum, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Even though I ate a shlishi and I'm a sheni l'kodesh, I am not considered to be a sheni l'tshuma. If I touch shum, nothing will happen. Now, then he goes on to say, let's see, b'chulin, all of the l'shin l'tshuma, av l'tshuma, ein nasa sheni. Now he goes on and makes this, the last line is a condition. This is a statement which is coming to modify and to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. B'chulin, shenasu l'toharos ha'tshuma, k'loimar. What does this mean to say? Oichel, this that we said over here, oichel shlishi. This that we said in the Mishnah, oichel shlishi, b'mishnah seinu, hainu b'chulin, shenasu altaros ha'tshuma. This refers this that we said in the Mishnah of Yid Shlishi. Oichel Shlishi, Ha'amah B'chumah Mishnah Seinu, Ha'in B'chulin Shnasu, Altaras Shuma, Shekein B'chulin, B'chulin B'lvad, Ein Shlishi L'tuma. Al B'chulin Shnasu, Al Taras Shuma, Ye Shlishi L'tuma, Kedin Shuma. Okay, so he's just saying a general rule. What general rule we're dealing over here is what kind of chulin, we're dealing with chulin. We're dealing here with a piece of food that you are treating with the stringencies of tshuma for practice purposes. Okay, you're living at home, and you have chulin, but you have decided that your chulin you're going to treat with the same laws of tshuma. Why would a person want to do that? Why would you want to do that?
So it can have a kind of.
So it's good practice. You don't want to be mafia because if you don't want to start. Oh, this is chulin, this is tshuma. Let's just be machma. Let's treat everything in the house as if it's tshuma with all of the same laws. So that we want to have confusion. There will be confusion. It's like a kashrus issue. It's like some kashrus agencies will not allow one store or what's it called? They call a fancy word for a store. One they have a fancy word. They shouldn't treat one mocha have two kitchens. Milchix and Fleishix. Have you gone to a restaurant?
Yes.
Here is Fleishix, there is Milchix. Why is it against the policy of some stores? Because it's just too complicated. There's too much danger of mixing meat and milk. If you have over here Fleishix and Milchix, who's gonna stop someone from taking a knife or taking something from going from one section of the kitchen to the next section? Therefore, maybe in your house, think about it, your house, it's very dangerous. You have milchiks and fleishiks all over the place. Isn't that amazing?
No.
It's what do you mean that amazing? Wherever you turn, within the same Dalai Lama have milchiks and fleishiks, who's going to prevent you from mixing the two up? It's an enormous amount of trust. Go to a store, you don't have that. Everything is either fleishiks, everything is milchiks. There's no mingling of the two. It's very important you say it. So here also you have in your house chulin and tshuma. So we don't want to go have confusion. So we're going to treat everything like tshuma. Okay, now, here comes along this long elaboration. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Tamach leikis for the Gemara, Amr b'lez l'Rabbi Yeshua, Matzino eichel choymer min eichel. I don't want to do this. It'll take forever. Let's just see what it says over here, because this is going to go on. We'll never be able to get anywhere. Let's read the parish. Okay, there's also a little bit of a parish. Okay, you'll have some fun here also. You want to make a farshim, it's also good. Okay, that's simple, right? If you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. So if you touch shul, it becomes a shlishi. From the 18 things that they will go through in the attic. There was an attic they went up to and they were going to Takonis. So over here, the Rav is telling us this is not a Ikar Hadin. This is a Chumrah of the Rabbanon. It was Takana that you are what you eat. If you eat a Rishon, you become a Rishon. It's not a Daraisa. Mid Rabbanon, you be nothing happy. You become nothing. Mid Daraisa, if you eat a Rishon, you are nothing because a human being cannot contract from a Rishon. Minatara, if you touch food, Minatara, you become, does anything happen to you, Minatara? Can a food be metame a human being?
Not.
Nothing. So why then, if you touch food and you eat food, you become the same to chumrah, an extreme chumrah? It's a gezerah. Okay, and this is one of the 18 things that will go there in the attic on that fateful day. Vedavka she'ochel chatzi pras, you have to eat a shir. Not a kezayis, a chatzi pras, which is shu beitzu mechsa, or the harabam, u'shtei beitzim rashi, and two eggs according to the parish of Rashi. She's a shir oichlem lufsolus agri that you find by nevela meat, you need to contaminate your body. Okay, now we come to be shum, which says, oichel uchavish and oichel sheni, nasu guva sheni. Utshat, disfile du loy mashvinan le lo oichel kamar. We don't consider the loy mashvin alei. We do not make you. It cannot be that a person is equal to a food. You're not a food. You're not a food. You cannot say that a human being is equivalent to a food. Okay. Rishu Rishu says Eichel Eichel Rishon Veichel Sheni Nasa Guf Hesheni. The Sviu Lei the loy mashvin alei lo Eichel Kamach Latzmo. Fine. This that we make an oichel oichel sheni sheni. This that we make an oichel sheni sheni. Oh, v'lo shlishi. So what's going on? He also agrees partially to teachers of the rabban. He's saying if you eat a sheni a rishon, when you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Lefi shemotzinu sheni is sheni alidei mashkin. So he's saying there's a legal precedent for this principle because. Shamashkin shenit mu behein b'sheni hein asim tchila v'nogia bohen havi sheni merdik v'havi mashvin lei l'machol oichel sheni shlishi loy havi poitzlas atshum. If we would make an oichel sheni v'mashvin lei l'oichel oichel sheni shlishi, if we make someone eat a sheni into a shlishi loy havi poitzlas atshuma the ein shlishi oitzer v'bitshuma. Okay, he's just saying over here is that there's a lumness. The reason why he wants to make a person really, really, we always want to go down one notch. We would prefer to go down one notch. Rishon becomes a sheni, sheni becomes a shlishi, but when a sheni makes a sheni, it's because it's no different than liquid. When a person eats something, we view the food that's coming into the person's mouth to be liquid. The rule is, if a liquid touches a food, what happens to the liquid? Liquid becomes a rishon. So when a rishon touches another food, that other food becomes a sheni. So through the medium of liquid, a food, a sheni, can make another sheni. Understand that? If you have a sheni, and the sheni touches liquid, what happens to the liquid?
Rishon.
And then if that liquid touches a food, what happens to the next food?
Sheni.
Comes a sheni. So one sheni, so a food, one sheni can make another sheni through the medium of a?
Water,
liquid. So when a person who is a sheni, I'm sorry, a person who is Torah and eats food, it's not a shechidish to say that when you eat food, you a sheni, you become a sheni. No, over here the question is we're breaking all the rules. A person, the rabbanon say, if you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you doing? You where do you have a precedent? You can't go make a takana. You can't make a takana when there's no precedent for such a takana. You don't have any makar to do this. You want to make, if you eat a, you ever find the hechatimsa in the Torah when a rishon makes a rishon? A rishon makes a sheni. So even though min haTorah, if a person eats food, is tahar, because there's no possibility min haTorah for a human being to become tummy, to contract tumah from touching a rishon. A human being can only contract tumah when he touches, not from kalim, adam kalim. There's no legal precedent to be contracting tumah from oichel mashkin. Okay. We're going to be machmir. But we have to be machmir according to the rules. And the rules are, a rishon makes a sheni.
Good.
Oh, so then, why then does Rabbi Yeshua agree that if a sheni, if a person eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni? Why don't we go say, if you eat a sheni, you become a shlishi? Now that we do have a legal precedent. Where do we have legal precedent? If you have a food that's a sheni, it can make another food into a sheni through the medium of water, of a liquid, of a mashke. So there is such a principle of a sheni making a sheni. So therefore, it's not a chiddush if a person eats. It's not a chiddush if a person eats a sheni, that he should be a sheni. Because when he eats, when a person eats a sheni, it's basically, it's liquid. Let's make believe that the saliva. I'm just eating the same. Right, the Chacham says the same thing. But Rabbi Shu disagrees with the Chacham with regard to Rishon. And a person eats a Rishon, according to the Chacham, he becomes a Rishon. Rabbi Shu says, what? You eat a Rishon, you become a Rishon, it's nonsense. If you eat a Rishon, you become a sheni. Because we don't find any makar to go to be equal. We always find going down a notch. Oh, so when you eat a sheni, why then does Rabbi Yeshua say you become a sheni? If you eat a sheni, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you should become a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that we do have a legal precedent. What is the legal precedent? Liquid, mashka. If you have a sheni, and the sheni touches liquid, and then the liquid touches a food, the second food becomes a sheni. So therefore, since we do have a legal precedent, therefore it's not shakasha. Good. Now the Iavi Mashvin Lei Loichel Sheni. Now what about? Why don't we go say Mashvin Lei Loichel Sheni Shlishi? If a person needs a Sheni, and then you're just saying it's Loichav, then you never have Echatim. So when you can disqualify Truma, because if a person eats a, we have a goal in mind. We want it to be that if a person who eats a sheni, he should make the food into, he should be still have the ability to be metame truma. If you're going to say that when you eat a sheni, you become a shlishi, so you are now at the bottom of the line. You've hit rock bottom. There's no way you can disqualify truma, because truma cannot become anything more than a shlishi. And if you are already a shlishi, you cannot make the truma into a revi. Dein shlishi osu revi b'truma. Now, let's see. V'cham gazru, v'cham disagree. What's their lamdus? So he explains here. Al oichel oichel sheni, sheyehei pois lasa truma, mishum, why? Why did the Rabbanan say that a person who eats a sheni, sheyehei pois lasa truma, mishum, the zimnim, this was part of the racham. So everyone agrees to this principle. Why the zimnim ochel mishum zim ochel oichlum tameim b'shadi mashkin shol truma l'sech piv? Because sometimes, this is very important, this, the Gemara talks about this. Sometimes you eat tameim, and you put mashke v'shadei mashkin shol truma l'sech piv ba'oid sh'oichlum tameim b'fiv v'poysa lehu hilkach af al gavde ba'oichel oichel rishon lo yimashvin alei lama oichel k'machol atzmoi. Like the food, so he's saying the reason why the Rabbanan did this is because of a gzer. You may put liquid into your mouth at the same time, and then put chuma into your mouth. One more time. If a person is eating sheni, let's say eating a sheni. If you eat a sheni, we want you to have the ability to pass the chuma. Why? Even though really you should be tar. Sometimes you're eating food that's tummy. Sometimes you're putting into your mouth food that's a sheni. Okay? Think about that. You're sitting down at the dining room table and you're eating food that's tummy. You're a kohen, and you're eating for chulin that's tummy. And then, as you eat it, you then take, oh, I'm thirsty. You take a glass of water. Ah, refreshing. Refreshing glass of water, or refreshing glass of coffee. Or of orange juice, what do you like? What type of mashka do you like?
Beer.
Okay, so you're eating. You like beer? No? So what do you like? Tell me what you like. What do you love?
Water?
No. This has to be something else that you like.
Seltzer.
What?
Seltzer.
Okay, so seltzer? So you're drinking, you're eating food that's tummy. And then you're chewing it. And as you're chewing it, you're thirsty. So you take a cup of seltzer and you pour it down your throat. That seltzer now is mixing with the food that's tummy in your mouth. And that liquid that's mixing with the food becomes a rishon. Because the rule is a liquid which makes contact with a food becomes a rishon. So the liquid now becomes a rishon. The food is a sheni. The liquid now becomes a rishon because the food has made contact with the liquid. Has made contact with the food, even though it's in your mouth. Now, a second later, you take, there's some delicious truma on the table. Let me take some of the truma and let me eat it. And you put the truma into your mouth. So now the truma has mingled in your mouth with the liquid. So the truma becomes a sheni. Got it? So that's what it says. It says over here, V'acham gazru ala oichel oichel sheni, she'poses the shumwa, mishab the zin, sometimes zin ochel oichelum tenayim, sometimes you eat food that's tamei, The shade mashkin shel tshuma or mashkin shel tshuma. I mean, if it's not like a regular mashkin tshuma, you have some mashkin tshuma. You have some orange juice, some type of juice that's tshuma. Orange can be tshuma. Could they know only shavas aminim? Mashkin shel tshuma. So you have some. I don't know. You have some olive oil. The sech peiv be oyd shachlam tmeim pois lehu hilkoch afal gav de boichel echel rishen loy mashvin lelo echel kmachal atzmai lechel echel sheni mashvin lelo sheni kmoy hamachol kdei sheyivstot tshuma. It's a gzera. Let us finish it. Then we do it. Shlishi. If you eat a shlishi, sheni lekodesh. Echel echel shlishi. Nasa gufa sheni lekodesh. Ve'aved shlishi. Ve'aved shlishi revi. Ve'loishen lechuma. De'i noga b'chuma loy pasta. If you eat a shlishi, nothing happens. And we also hu lechel b'chuma. Ve'achem uchem b'gemara. Perik beis tchulin. Perik. And what is all this? Bechul shnas tarsa kodesh kolamar. Hay echel echel rishain. Ve'echel echel sheni. Shlishi. De'tali b'masnis. And this we love. Echel rishain. Echel rishain. Hay echel echel rishain. Ve'echel echel sheni. Shlishi. De'tali b'masnis. Bechul shnas tarsa kodesh kolin. Schnaz Lotharis Shuma Akamari, the Hulan Greda, Ein Bohem, Shehaus Shach, for there to be over here, did have a Shlishi. We're dealing over here with Hulan, because we're dealing with Hulan Schnaz Lotharis Shuma. How is it possible for there to be the Hulan, in this whole case, dealing with Hulan, it's Hulan Schnaz Lotharis Shuma? It's not so complicated. No, you think so? Let's see what it says. Nachamu, Mishnah Beis. You don't like this exactly, right?
It's so fun.
You have to know it. You have to know. Kol Karakul. What's every Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Omer. What does it say? Ha oichel oichel rishon rishon. If you eat oichel rishon, you become a rishon. Oichel sheni, you become a sheni. Oichel shlishi, you become a shlishi. Period. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Trusa disagree. I hold. Ha'oichel oichel rishayin, v'oichel sheni sheni. If you eat a rishayin, you go down a notch. If you eat a sheni, you maintain your position. Why? Why do you maintain your position? The reason is because Chazal were concerned for a situation when you're eating food that's tameh. I'm eating food that's tameh, and then I'm thirsty. And I then take liquid of truma and I put it in my mouth. When I put truma and it's tahor in my mouth, when I'm chewing food that's tamei, what happens to that truma? What happens? It's worse. It's becoming tamei mamish. If I am chewing in my mouth food that is tamei, I'm chewing food that's tamei, I then take a liquid of truma and put it in my mouth, it becomes tamei min ha-toira, for real. It's the real deal. So therefore, because Chazal were concerned that when you're eating, you may be inclined. If Chazal will say, listen, let's fall back on the Iker Hadin. Let's understand this. Let us fall back on the Iker. What is the Iker Hadin? What is the Iker Hadin? The Iker Hadin is, if you eat sheni, nothing happens to you. But Chazal were concerned that if you eat a sheni, while eating the sheni, you may come to put truma into your mouth. And the truma is going to make physical contact in your mouth with the food, the sheni that's tamei. Does it become tamei for real in that case?
Not sure.
Of course it does. If you have food that's tamei, a sheni, food that's a sheni, and it makes contact with truma, what happens to the truma?
How does it come contact in your mouth?
What do you mean the mouth? Let's say it's on the table. I have here two pieces of food. What two pieces of food here? This is a sheni. This is sheni. This is truma. It's a simple question. Here is a sheni. Okay, it's a sheni. Just chulin. Chulin, not a sheni. And this is truma. That's tahira. And this touches this. What happens to this?
Tummy.
So let's say this and this are in my mouth. I'm chewing this, it's in my mouth. I then take some of this and put it into my mouth. Does this become tamei in my mouth? It's making contact.
Everyone.
Midaraisa.
Zaraisa is tar.
No such thing. Why is midaraisa tar? What?
Nothing happens.
What?
Body, nothing
happens. It's in my mouth. I didn't swallow it yet. The halach is vaday tamei. If I am chewing in my mouth, I'm chewing in my mouth food, that is a sheni, and then I ingest, I take into my mouth chuma, that is tahara, and the chuma that's tahara makes contact with the food that's tamei, sheni, chulin in my mouth, I have violated an issur deraisa, I was metamei chuma in my mouth.
Right.
Simple, right?
Yeah.
Think, picture, you're sitting, you're dining on the table, and you're eating, you're chewing food that's a sheni, that's tamei. You're chewing the sheni. I then take a drink of wine of chuma. Wine of chuma, that's tahira. And the wine comes into my mouth and it makes contact with the food that's in my mouth, that's a sheni. What have I done to that yayin? I was metame that yayin. For real, minat tahira.
Okay.
So therefore, people, so you're going to say, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me because I'm going to be super duper careful. I'm going to chew my ta'ama, then I'm going to swallow it, and I'm going to take a little water and swish it to make sure there are no remnants of the food that's tamei. And I'll become tamei if you eat a sheni minatayra, nothing happens to you. There's no way in the world of minatayra when you eat a sheni, you can become a damtar. And then I'll take a glass of wine. I'll take a glass of wine to chuma, and there'll be no mingling. Nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen. Chazal said, we don't trust you. We don't trust you. If we're going to allow you to eat chulin, that's tamei, that's a sheni, and swish your mouth, and then later, a few minutes later, take a glass of wine, you know what's going to happen? Maybe today you'll be careful, but next week you're not going to be so careful, and next week you'll drink the glass of wine while the food that's tamei is in your mouth.
Yeah.
So therefore, what did Chazal do to prevent you? What did the Chazal do to prevent you from doing this, to make sure, to completely make sure this does not happen? What did they do? They said that if you just eat food that's a sheni, your body becomes a sheni. And therefore, you're not allowed to even drink a glass of wine forever until you go to mikvah.
Yeah.
Got it?
Good.
I'll have to chazal tomorrow. I see that...